You're listening to Your Favorite Media. My name is Monica. Thanks so much for listening. Today's episode, redeveloping a website or developing your website for the first time. Should you pay for it? Should you not pay for it? Should you hire someone or do you want to try to learn how to code it and design it yourself? All great questions. We talk a little bit about everything on today's episode. Stick around. Okay, so you don't have a website and you're looking to design your site, but you have your domain. And what is a domain? If you remember, we've talked about domain is your address that you type in at the top of your browser. So browser, once again, is if you're using Chrome or Safari or Firefox, Internet Explorer, for those of you that are still in 1992, type in the website address at the very top where, for example, my company's is yourfavoritemedia.com. So that's my domain, also known as a URL, also known as the domain. And another one of my clients, their domain is elpasolegends.com, right? Okay, so if you have your domain purchased already and you just haven't done anything with your website, there's a couple things that you need to know. You need to know where you bought your domain. For example, did you get it through GoDaddy, Bluehost, 1&1? Where did you make the purchase? Or is it a Google domain? And the reason for that is knowing where you have your domain is going to dictate what kind of software will be easiest and the least expensive to use to design your website. Now, another interesting thing to note is that Google My Business Dashboard is offering free websites that they develop for you just by taking the information off of your business listing. If you want more information about that, send me an email at monica@yourfavoritemedia.com. That's monica@yourfavoritemedia.com. Happy to tell you about that. And we can also set that up through my company for you. Okay, let's go back real quick though to the topic at hand. So let's say you bought your domain through Google Domains. It's really interesting that Google Domains does not offer a hosting package. And hosting, you have to think about hosting as, what's the best way to think about it? It's like renting your house, right? Hosting is renting your house. So you have your home and you have the street that you live on and you have to pay a certain mortgage for that land that you're using. It doesn't have anything to do with the house itself, but the property that you're on, you're paying for access to, and then also your house, but all the stuff inside is yours. It's just that the house and the land that you're sitting on, you're renting. So hosting is kind of the same thing for a website. You have your website, which are the guts that you can develop and design and own the rights to. And then the land and property and clamshell, you need to pay a certain amount of money to be able to have it show up so that other people can see it. And so hosting accounts, you can pay as little as $4 a month or upwards of, in the hundreds. And you don't want to do either of those choices. You want to go somewhere in the middle so that you make sure that the servers, again, this is some computer talk, but some of you will follow me on this. You just need to make sure that the servers, the bandwidth that these servers have access to, is enough to make sure that your website downloads quickly and properly. And we've talked about why that is, because imagine trying to click on a website and it takes forever to download pictures. It's just annoying. Most people lose interest and that increases your bounce rate and forget about it. They rarely come back for a second chance. It's like that old saying about first impressions. Okay, I will be right back to continue the discussion and then give you my formula for success when it comes to deciding what you want to do with your website. Design it yourself, get someone else to design it, or grab the free design website from Google My Business. Stick around. Thanks for listening. I'm Monica. You're listening to Your Favorite Media. My name is Monica. Thanks for listening. There's really no right or wrong way for you guys to decide to redevelop your website or develop it from scratch from the beginning, whether you want to pay somebody or whether you want to take advantage of Google My Business Dashboard, which offers a free website designed based on the information that it takes from your listing. So here's the thing. You don't need to spend a lot of money on hosting when you first start out. You also can buy a domain for as little as $12.99. If you want something that's very specific and that's already taken, then you sometimes can still buy the domain, but it's a lot more expensive, right? Okay, but let's say you have all of that taken care of. You have your GoDaddy account. You know that you're going to pay for hosting. You've picked out the hosting plan for that. Next, what else? Okay, so most GoDaddy websites, you can use Joomla or WordPress. These are free software to design your website. The thing is, it never looks the way it's marketed, right? Like, you're going to see this really beautiful WordPress theme and design, and if you figure out how to download it and how to make, or rather upload it and how to make the changes on there, when you press publish, you're going to see that it's not looking the way that it was marketed to look. And the reason for that is you have to know your way around plugins. You have to understand how that particular theme works. And oftentimes companies will build out a theme using its shell, not buy it. You can get a lot for free, but the ones that you need to purchase, a lot of times companies will offer the shell of the theme, and then you have to pay for an activation code. And so companies won't do that, but they'll still sell a design using that theme. So it's a little bit clunky at that point. It's a little bit difficult to work with if you don't know what you're doing. But I love WordPress. If you can hire somebody that can create a WordPress design, don't pay more than $500 for 4 pages. And if you're getting quotes that are above that, send me an email and we'll hook you up with our developers. Okay, so then the Google My Business Dashboard, super cool product that I know they're going to improve upon. And if you don't have any budget, just spend some time making your Google My Business Dashboard listing beautiful. And if you don't have time or you don't know how to do that yourself, think about this. You can reach out to a company such as your favorite media. I'm sure there's 10 to 20 that you can do a Google search for. Whoever you decide to work with, whether it's myself or someone else, you can ask them to set up your Google My Business Dashboard, and they shouldn't charge you more than $100 for the setup. Now imagine you're charging, or you're getting charged $100, but you're getting the website because Google My Business Dashboard gives it to you for free. Plus, you are appearing on Google SEO search engines. And then you can ask the developer to train you on how to keep that listing updated. So you get a website, you get a marketing tool, and you also have the opportunity to be listed on Google all in one for $100. It's a slam dunk deal. I would look to do that. Lastly, paying a lot of money for a website is no longer necessary. The examples that I just gave you should be enough to defend my point. However, some of you will write, and I've gotten an email or two in the past that says, I'm being charged $17,000 for a website. Is this too much money? It really depends on your business. If you're a multi-million dollar corporation and you need specific design elements, dynamics, you need different kinds of databases and backend data for analytics, I can't even imagine what a $17,000 site would cost nowadays, because there are so many inexpensive options that the supply and demand has really changed in the last 10 years. So if you're paying $1,200 for really nice design that you're super happy with, that's okay. Even I would go as far to say as $4,000, but you don't need to do that. You can go as inexpensive as $495, $500, $600, or now with the Google My Business Dashboard, as I mentioned, you know, set it up yourself or pay $100 to have someone else do it for you. If you want more information, If you have questions, please reach out monicayourfavoritemedia.com. That's monicayourfavoritemedia.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to hearing from you. Talk soon. I would be nothing without our sponsors. I want to take a moment to thank yourfavoritemedia.com, Santa Teresa Children's Night Clinic, P3 Physical Therapy, Alex Neal, probate lawyer, and El Paso Legends Baseball Academy. These are all great businesses that you can trust in the El Paso area, and they help me do what I do. Thanks so much for listening. Your favorite media.